Saturday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, 2023. Our passage this morning is all about fearing and not fearing. Fear and anxiety are two of the most powerful forces in our world these days. Some very deep and momentous transformation of human consciousness is going on. The transition to this new stage of human development will take a considerable amount of time to take root within and among us. This new stage will accentuate values such as inclusivity, respect for all persons, deeper care for our planet Earth, a healthy dialogue between faith and science, and a greater appreciation for nonviolent forms of conflict resolution. This new stage will not be heaven on earth. The forces of sin and darkness will still haunt us, but there will be some major and beneficial shifts in large portions of humankind. How do I know this? Well, it's not with any kind of apodictic certainty, but the powerful reactive forces that are filling social media and our human atmosphere give indirect testimony to something going on that is scaring the wits out of a lot of folks. In Scripture, there is a strong emphasis given to fear of the Lord, especially in the Old Testament. This virtue is frequently misunderstood. Fear of the Lord is a poor understanding of the Hebrew and Aramaic expression, which finds a more faithful interpretation in the phrase reverent awe before God. Reverent awe before God implies a true understanding of our relationship as creatures before God. Getting in touch with the actually infinite holy mystery of our lives, whom we fumblingly call God, calls forth in us a sense of the awesomeness of God, the unfathomable incomprehensibility of God, before whom we are called to surrender more and more of ourselves in a spirit of loving trust, a trust that can be known to be responsible and true only in the very act of surrender. Isn't this true in our lives with each other? The only sure way I can know with reliable knowledge that someone else is trustworthy is by trusting them and discovering empirically, as it were, that the individual is indeed worthy of my trust. In this passage in Matthew, we are asked to absorb into ourselves a sense of God as our Father and of our Mother, who cares for us and cares about our true flourishing to an unimaginable degree. This sense of God, which comes from fidelity to personal prayer and meditation and simple silence before God and Christ, can anchor and ground us in the midst of our daily anxieties and fears. I want to conclude this brief reflection by considering two problematic Matthew sentences attributed to Jesus. Fear the one who can kill both the body and the soul, and if you deny God, God will deny you. These cry out for interpretation. God is not interested in killing our souls, and God is not interested in mirroring back to us the worst stuff we at times send God. Good contemporary theology would rephrase Matthew. The only thing to really, really fear is the possibility in you that you might choose to separate yourself definitively from your life, your meaning, and your salvation. And if you deny God, if you close yourself to God and remain obdurate in doing that, God will keep loving you unconditionally while you are causing your own spiritual downfall.